Now will you notice, as we come to verse 5, and here's another tremendous verse, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." Now, will you notice this? Paul says, you knew that when we came among you, we were just human beings, just weak human beings with lips of clay, with tongues of clay, and all we could do was say words. But we gave out the word of God, and the word of God came to you, not just in word only, but in power. Notice this. And in the Holy Spirit. Now, friends, this makes this job that I have, and it's a job, I love it, the most wonderful job in the world. I love to teach the Word of God. And you know why? Because if I'm giving out the Word of God today, it's just words as far as Vernon McGee is concerned, and no one is more conscious of that than I am right now, by the way. But may I say this to you, that if the Spirit of God will take these words and use them, I tell you, they'll be powerful. And that's the thrill that comes to me in these letters. And I've got right here on my desk now, I suppose, 500 letters. I've been through them. I can't share them all with you. I wish I could. Of this man, and this is one that just catches my eye here. This man lives back east. His wife said that the first time that she turned me on, that he spent 30 minutes cussing this preacher. And I don't think he thought very much of me. But she kept tuning in the radio. And one day he argued back with me. And then she said, one day I forgot to turn it on, and he reminded me of it. And then he listened. And then one day he knelt by the radio and accepted Christ as his Savior. Now, friends, if you think that that's because I'm a super-duper salesman, well, may I say to you, I just am not a super-duper salesman. I'm not even a salesman. I don't think I could give away $5 gold pieces down in downtown Los Angeles to everybody that came by. They'd think there was a trick in it. And if I gave away $5 gold pieces, there would be a trick in it. No question about that. But the thing that is so tremendous is that the Spirit of God will use the Word of God. And that's our confidence. Now, I not only believe, now will you hear me very carefully? I not only believe that the Bible is the Word of God, that it's inerrant. Now, wait just a minute. Don't write me now, somebody, and explain to me all the introductions and all the problems about texts. I've been through seminary. I actually have taught introductory courses. And I think I know a little about that. But I accept the Word of God as the inerrant Word of God, and that it is God speaking to us. Now, that doesn't end it. I go farther than that. I believe that when the Spirit of God will take this Word of God here, that it can reach into your heart and my heart, into your life and my life, and that it can transform it, and that people are born again, not by the weakness of the human flesh, not by just saying a few words here on the radio of hocus pocus, acracadabra and that type of thing, but that actually born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever, and that the Spirit of God can take the Word of God and make it real to you. Oh, my friends, I believe that the Word of God is that kind of thing. Now, I don't think he can take the numbers in the telephone book and do much with them. And I don't think he can take the Sears and Roebuck catalog and do anything with it. I do not believe that the Spirit of God will take the popular magazines today and do anything with them. But I believe that the Spirit of God can and will take the Word of God here and make it what it is, the only miracle there is today. Therefore, I believe that I do not need gimmicks on this program. I do not have to sing you to sleep. I do not have to lull you into some comfortable place. I went on this radio with the idea I'd give out the Word of God. And by now, I don't know how many has tuned me out, but that won't make a better difference to me. If the Spirit of God doesn't want it done this way, then He gets somebody else to do it another way. But as long as I'm on the air, I'm giving out the Word of God as it is the Word of God. And that this Word of God is miraculous, and you don't need all these gimmicks that we've got today. All of this business of putting on some kind of a program to attract people. My friend, the Word of God today, if we only believed it, let me even make it personal, if I only believed it like I should believe it, I could say to you very definitely, very positively, then God in a mighty way would use the Word of God. The Word of God went into Thessalonica, a Roman colony, which means it was not only pagan and heathen, but it was controlled by one of the greatest powers, military, government, political powers that the world has ever seen. And the Word of God went in there and reached hearts and lives and transformed them. That's what I mean, and it can still do it in this day. And I only wish I believed it like I should. Now, that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Himself said would happen. He said in John 16, verse 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Now, the Holy Spirit today is in the world, and He alone can convict. I cannot. No one else can. And therefore, I want the Word of God here to go out, not just in word only, and I want it to go out like that, the fact of the Word. That's important. But it needs no embellishment. It just needs to be given out, and it needs to communicate meaningfully to the hearts and lives. And if you listen, if you're an unsaved person, if you listen, friends, Jesus Christ can transform your heart and life, change you from an unbeliever and a lost sinner to become a son of God. And friends, that's the greatest miracle that can take place this day, and there's nothing quite like it. Now, the first thing that is necessary is for a person to hear the Word. That's important. That's the factual basis. They must hear the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. That's the natural part of it. But that doesn't end it, because the Word of God is a supernatural book. It's one that the Spirit of God uses. Therefore, it's essential that the Spirit of God take the facts and make them real to our hearts. In other words, actually perform a miracle. In other words, without the Holy Spirit, the gospel is just words. That's all. With the Holy Spirit, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.